From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
At Intel, world-changing ideas start with real solutions. And real solutions start with exceptional engineering, the quantum computing revolution, the next generation of AI experts, the renewable energy grid, early diagnosis for cancer. The examples are countless. The impacts are endless. But the foundation is always the same. It starts with Intel. Learn more at intel.com/stories.
Welcome to the Instagram Stories. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. Our top story today comes from Bloomberg by way of friend of the show, Sarah Friar. Sarah Friar tweeted yesterday that Instagram took down hundreds of valuable accounts that were hacked in an attempt to resell. They also sent a cease and desist letter to the hacking group, which they saw using increasingly violent and exploitative tactics like swatting to get what they wanted. She also tweeted that Instagram estimates this group, which is called OG Users, was responsible for millions of dollars in transactions swapping those accounts, which were valuable because they contained fewer letters in their handles or were common words, which can sometimes go for tens of thousands of dollars in resale. There's a really long article detailing exactly what Instagram did, but those are the highlights. As part of this crackdown, Instagram and the larger parent company, Facebook, launched Facebook Protect, which is designed for people like candidates, elected officials, or staff of those people who are targeted by bad actors on social media, including Facebook and Instagram. Accounts that face additional threats during an election cycle may need additional protection. And so they're introducing a program called Facebook Protect, which offers candidates, elected officials, federal and state department and agency individuals, as well as their staff, a way to further secure their Facebook and Instagram accounts. By enrolling, we'll help these accounts adapt stronger account security precautions like two-factor authentication, and second, monitor for potential hacking threats. I just want to take this time to remind you that if you are not using two-factor authentication, you definitely want to turn that on. Two-factor authentication is when you get a text message so that you can verify with a six-digit code that you are in possession of your phone, and secondarily, make sure that you do not use your Instagram account information to log into any other sites. You may get an email that looks like it's from Instagram, but there's only one way to tell that you actually got an email from Instagram, which is look at your Instagram app, go into the settings, then account, then security, and then you'll see a button that says emails from Instagram. And when you tap on that, you'll see the official list of emails that Instagram has sent you. And this way you can verify whether or not the message that you receive is genuine or fake. And now, because it's Friday, we do something called Feature Friday, which is where we talk about a feature of the Instagram app that you might have forgotten about, or maybe you never knew existed. Today I want to talk about the Instagram archive. Have you ever had posts on your feed that you think you would like to save, but they don't really fit in with your profile anymore? Maybe you've changed your focus a little bit, or maybe they're personal photos that you really don't want up for public consumption anymore, but you still kind of want to have access to them? Well, Instagram has something called the archive. If you go into your profile page and then settings, you can see at the top there's something that looks like a clock with an arrow called archive. An individual post that you archive go in here for your historical purposes, so you can reference them. You can still look at the comments and see who liked the photos, but you do not have to have them publicly visible. I think the archive is a really great way to take some of those posts that really don't fit in with who you are anymore or what you're trying to represent, but this way you can still save access to them. That's it for today's show. Come back tomorrow for more Instagram tips, strategy, and more. On Saturdays, we do Q&A, so if you have a question, please send me a direct message at Daniel Hill Media.